Govinda Lilamrita, Chapter 6, Purvahan Lila, Forenoon Pastimes, 8:24 a.m. to 10:48 a.m., Part 6. Krishna, Madamangala, and Subal, they meet with the Nishtasakhi, and then Vrindadevi, and find out about the arrival of Srimati Radharani. While Krishna was walking through the forest of Vrindavan with his cowherd friends and cows, and talking with the Vanvasis, the residents of the forest, he finally arrived at a very beautiful large valley beside Govardhan Hill. That beautiful, luscious valley was full of fresh grass for Krishna's cows. To keep his mind from racing to Radha, Krishna diverts himself by playing with his cowherd boyfriends. Despite the attraction of the forest and the playing of many known and newly invented games, Krishna cannot free his restless mind from the scorching pain of separation from Radha. Seeing the Sakas hunger and fatigue from frolicking for so long, Krishna decides to stop playing and eat with his boyfriends. Just at that moment, Dhanishta Sakhi and some maidservants arrive from Nandagram, bringing the rich food preparations made by Lalita and her Sakhis. They also offer the rasala drink made by Yashoda. Krishna greets Dhanishta enthusiastically. O Dhanishta, have my mother and father bathed timely, offered puja to our Narayan deity, and dined happily with the family members? Dhanishta replies, for your welfare, Nanda and Yashoda have bathed, performed deva puja, and distributed abundant charity to the brahmanas. After taking their meal, they sent me with your lunch. Krishna's creeper-like mind has been anxiously searching for a suitable support in the form of the tree of Radha's association. At this time, Krishna considers Dhanishta to be his best supporter. Sounding his enchanting flute, Krishna collects the cows and directs them to Manasi Ganga. The gopas push the cows into Manasi Ganga so that they will drink the clear, sweet water. After the cows drink to their full satisfaction from Manasi Ganga, the gopas begin bathing and playing in the water. After sporting in the water, Krishna sits on the bank of Manasi Ganga amidst a circle of sakas. With a contented smile on his face, Krishna serves everyone a rasala drink mixed with mangoes and yogurt. Thus, all the cowherd boys enjoy a forest picnic in Krishna's company on the banks of Manasi Ganga. At that time, Krishna tells the coward boys, "Now, all of you should keep herding the cows along with Dauji. And meanwhile, Subal, Madhumangal, and I will go sightseeing in the spring season forest, Vasant Ritu Van." Tanishtha turned to her maidservants who were accompanying her and said, "Now take these empty prasadam containers and serving utensils back to Nandagram. I will meet all of you maidservants later, after I go and pick some flowers for Surya Puja." Brindadevi suddenly appears before Krishna and Subal and Madhumangal and Dhanishtha, and Brinda places two fragrant champak flowers in Krishna's hand, which immediately starts trembling as he remembers the beautiful golden complexion of Radha, which resembles the shade or color of a golden champak flower. Tadit Sivarna Champaka. Madhumangal then places the flowers next to Krishna's ears, just as one king considers how to plunder another king's kingdom. Today, Krishna feels confident that he will conquer the kingdom of Radha upon meeting his four generals, Subal, Madhumangal, Brindadevi, and Dhanishtha. These friends of Krishna are expert in the military arts of making allies, approaching the opponent, waiting for the opponent to assemble, attacking the opponent, scattering the opponent, and surrendering. Clasping Madhumangal's hand, Krishna proceeds to walk to Kusum Sarovara from Manasi Ganga, along with Brinda, Subal, and Dhanishtha. The charming banks of Kusum Sarovara, which are lined with enchanting kunjas full of vines and flowering trees, fill Krishna with happiness. The pleasant songs of the swans and cranes gliding on the water of Kusum Sarovara enhance the picturesque environment. Although breathtaking, the scene simply increases Krishna's eagerness to meet Radha more and more. While talking with Batu, Madhumangal, and the others, Krishna contemplates, he thinks, "If I send Brinda, Subal, or Madhu to bring Radha here, then certainly Jatila will suspect something. Jatila might start quarreling with them and lock Radharani inside her house. On the other hand, if I play my captivating flute, another problem will arise, because all the other beautiful Brajagopis will come at once to meet me. And if that happens, how will I attain Radha's association amongst the competition of pride, jealousy, and contrary natures which will manifest when all those gopis gather around me?" After pondering this, Krishna discovers a solution and says, "O Dhanishtha, go meet Kundalata, because she is always favorable toward me. Jatila trusts Kundalata implicitly, So Kundalata can easily fool Jatila and bring Radha to me. Brinda replies, yes, yes, this is a splendid idea, Shyam. But in the meantime, if one of Radha's sakis should happen to come this way to pick flowers, then we could fathom Radha's present situation and act accordingly. Just by chance, Tulasi Manjari, Rati Manjari, suddenly arrives with Kasturi Manjari. Seeing Krishna Madhu, Brinda and Dhanishtha discussing how to meet Radha, Tulasi fills with delight. Everyone knows that not even in dreams, Tulsi can leave Radha's side. Thus everyone is jubilant to see Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, especially Krishna, who begins anxiously scanning the forest pathway with his restless eyes while thinking that Radhika must be somewhere nearby. Suddenly, Tulasi Manjari opens a gem-studded box and places Radha's Vaijayanti Mala in Marumangal's hands. Then Tulasi Manjari offers Radha's pawn to Subal. Krishna's fascination increases, seeing a swarm of bees hovering over Radha's perfectly designed flower garland, Vaijayanti Mala. Krishna's entire body breaks out in bumps of joy as Marumangal drapes Radha's Vaijayanti garland around Krishna's neck. The unique fragrance of Radha's lotus hands lingering on that garland causes Krishna's ecstatic transformation. Overwhelmed with thoughts of Radha's smile and captivating form, Krishna retires to a secluded kunj. For a moment, Krishna is completely dazed by the desire to see Radhika's beautiful moon-like face. Then Shyam says, hey Tulsi, how is your Sakhi Radha? Tulsi, she is fine, Prabhu. Krishna, where is Radha now? She is home. Wasn't she coming to the forest today? No, her elders have restricted her. Why? Because, Tulsi said, they found her churning water inside a pot instead of yogurt. Krishna, well then what happened? Noticing Radha's bewilderment, Jatila heavily chastised her and locked her in the house today. Krishna, so Tulsi, why not talk with Brinda and figure out how to trick Jatila and bring Radha to me? Tulsi, oh no, you don't know. Jatila is not so easily fooled. Krishna, oh no, today I am surely cursed. Thus misled by Tulsi's teasing words and tortured by the attack of Cupid, Krishna becomes depressed due to the difficulty in meeting Radha. Tulsi then grieves over Krishna's despondency. Then Brinda Devi and Dhanishtha Sakhi pass a chastising glance at Tulsi, who soberly addresses Govinda then. Hey Gokulananda, cheer up. I was only joking with you. Cast away all your misfortune, for your beloved Radharani is certainly coming to you today. Ah, Krishna rejoices with the news of Radha's imminent arrival. Taking the two champak flowers from his ears, which were sent by Radha, Krishna then lovingly gives them to Tulsi, saying, "Hey, Tulsi, take these. Tell me, where is your Radha hiding right now? If you say Radha is angry, then I will reply, I have not made any offense yet. Or if you say Radha is playing a joke, then I shall answer, is such joking befitting in my depressed state? Therefore, please, Tulsi, hurry up and bless me with Radha's darshan." In all times and circumstances, Tulsi Manjari's judgment is consistent. Assessing Krishna's mood, Tulsi becomes anxious to quickly bring Radha. Tulsi says, "Hey, lotus-eyed one, your Priyatam is also very eager to see you, Shyam. Having already received Jatila's order to go out and perform Surya Puja, Radha is now coming with Kundalata. Radha sent me ahead to discern your location. Please now tell me in which pleasure grove, Kailinikunj, should I bring Radha?" Delighted by Tulsi's words, Krishna rewards her by placing his Kunjamala in her hands. Winking at Krishna, Vrindadevi directs Tulsi, "Today, bring Radha to Kandarpa Keli Sukada Kunj on the banks of Radha Kund. O Tulsi Manjari, come, help me collect all the paraphernalia for the upcoming pastimes. After seeing the meeting place at Radha Kund, you can then go quickly and bring Radha there."